140 years ago, writer Jules Verne imagined a scientific expedition traveling to the Earth's core in his novel Journey to the Center of the Earth. A 1959 Hollywood version presents a journey through deep caves filled with dinosaurs, lost cities, and an unknown force that snatches away the explorers' gold watches and rings.
My ring! My wedding ring!
A field of force that snatches gold away! This is it! This is it! The junction of magnetic forces from the North Pole and the South Pole! The center of the Earth!
Jules Verne had a point when he linked our planet's magnetic field with the center of the Earth. Scientists today understand that the center of the Earth contains no lost cities, but a solid core of mostly iron and nickel, surrounded by a molten outer core. University of Illinois geology professor Xiaodong Song says researchers into how the Earth's magnetic field is generated think the rotation of the core has something to do with it.
The people who are doing the so-called dynamo studies, which is the study of understanding how the Earth's magnetic field is generated, have theorized that the inner core must be moving relative to the Earth's surface.
Song, working with colleagues at Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory, tackled the problem of how to prove the theory that the inner core rotates at a different rate than the Earth's surface, thus generating the planet's magnetic field. Song says they found evidence of the different rotation rates by comparing the seismic waves produced by earthquakes. They looked at earthquakes of the same magnitude occurring in the same spot but years apart. Song says seismic waves from the different quakes were similar when traveling through the upper parts of the Earth, but different when traveling through the Earth's solid core, evidence that over time the core had moved relative to the Earth's surface. The key, says Song, is that the core, while solid, is not the same all the way through.
If the inner core is a uniform sphere, even if it rotates, we cannot see it. But the inner core is such that it's so complex that its properties will change from one location to another location as it rotates. We are seeing different structures, meaning a different wave speed, different scatterers at different locations.
At its estimated rate of rotation, the Earth's core might take 700 years or so to move a full rotation ahead of the rest of the Earth. Song says the rate of rotation might not be constant, and at other times the inner core might actually rotate more slowly than the rest of the planet. But he says he's gratified that a difference in rotation can be detected so clearly, with evidence spread out over just a few years.
You know, this is just the most beautiful things that I ever saw, in the sense that it turns out to be fairly simple. You can see it directly, you know, more like astronomers. They don't need to use a radio telescope, you know, to see the distant planets.
Song's latest research project involved the installation of seismic stations in the interior of Alaska to collect more data on the structure and rotation of the inner core of the Earth. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.